To the tragic people smuggling case in the UK, which has cost the lives of 39 people, there have been developments in the investigation overnight. Three more people have been arrested by police on suspicion of conspiring to traffic humans into the UK in the back of a refrigerated truck. Meanwhile, details are now emerging about some of the victims. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
On Thursday, authorities said they suspected all 31 men and 8 women who died in the back of the truck were Chinese. But now new details are emerging which suggest not all of them were. At a press conference a short time ago, Deputy Chief Constable at Essex Police, Pippa Mills, appeared to confirm they were no longer sure.
We gave an initial steer on Thursday on nationality. However, this is now a developing picture.
It comes after a human rights organisation from Hanoi revealed that as many as 6 Vietnamese families feared they had relatives on board the truck. It also published the private messages a 26-year-old woman, Pham Thi Sha My, sent to her mother late on the night the container was crossing the English Channel. "I'm sorry, Mum," she texted. "My path abroad doesn't succeed. I'm dying because I can't breathe."
This process is likely to be a lengthy one, but it is crucial, and we're working with Her Majesty's Coroner to ensure the dignity of the victims and the respect for their loved ones is at the forefront of our investigation.
Alerted by a 999 call, ambulance officers made the awful discovery early on Wednesday morning. 39 people had perished as they were being smuggled into the United Kingdom. Pippa Mills spoke directly to the families of the victims.
"I can't begin to comprehend what some of you must be going through right now. You have my assurance that Essex Police will be working tirelessly to understand the whole picture to this absolute tragedy."
Labour rights campaigner Emily Kenway says a sad reality was most likely awaiting them in Britain.
"So we're talking about people who are absolutely desperate to get to another country to help their families survive back home. And the only way they could do that is through this terrifying and risky route. And on arrival, had they survived, unfortunately, they are likely to have been exploited."
While coronial officers have begun the post-mortems, the police investigation has gathered pace.
"We have now arrested a fourth person. A 48-year-old man from Northern Ireland was arrested at Stansted Airport earlier today on suspicion of conspiracy to traffic people and on suspicion of manslaughter."
It follows the arrest of a man and a woman from Warrington in northwestern England. The married couple, both 38, are being questioned on suspicion of conspiracy to human trafficking and 39 counts of manslaughter. The couple had previously told a British newspaper they had owned the truck which hauled the trailer, but recently sold it to a Northern Ireland company. Meanwhile, the driver of the lorry, a 25-year-old man, remains in custody on suspicion of murder. And the Deputy Chief Constable also made a remarkable plea for help.
"I'd also like to make an appeal to anyone living illegally in this country who could help our investigation. Please come forward and speak to us without fear. I can assure you that your information will be received in the strictest confidence and no criminal action will be taken against you."
Diplomats from both China and Vietnam have been in contact with Essex Police as well as the National Crime Agency in an effort to identify the victims. It's something police are warning will take a significant amount of time. This is Linton Besser in London for Saturday AM.